Welcome to Nerdvana, where we align your nerd chakra and Mercury is always in retro geek with your hosts, Patty Cakes and Johnny Discotech.
Welcome back to the Nerdvana podcast. So here again is Patty and Johnny. And
hello.
And this week, we actually, how this podcast came about, and Johnny so wittingly named it Fin Consent, was I came across this article that was shared on the Facebooks about the Star Wars actor John Boyega, who was in the newer movies of Star Wars. And apparently the internet world was fucking chastising him about he was actually, so what happened was he was in London's Carnival, which is a West Indian festival, and there's a lot of dancing and stuff, and most people are familiar with it, with New York City, like Labor Day, which just happened this weekend, and like Miami Carnival, Toronto has Caribana, and like originally is from the Caribbean, so Trinidad has, you know, Carnival, like full blown out, you know, all the other islands as well. What's more famous, well, now like Barbados is getting even more tracked in the media because of Rihanna always going every year. And like Guyana has their own type called Mashramani. So every island, every country in the West Indies has like maybe a different word.
Even South America too. Like Brazil, I know, has it as well.
Carnival. Yeah. So Brazil has it. And so it's a
technically
very...
New Orleans has it too.
Yes.
You know,
so
Mardi Gras is Carnival.
So anywhere where similar ancestry, a lot of, you know, African and Indian roots that, you know, were brought over as indentured servants or slaves, when, you know, the masters would give them a time to be free for like a few nights. And this was before Ash Wednesday, originally in the Caribbean. They would, you know, one night we have Juve, which is you dress up as demons and things like as a person seeing it, you're like, oh, I totally know why New Orleans like does this, because it's a lot of devils, a lot of like demons, people are dressed up in a lot of red and black and, you know, looking like demons and stuff like that. And that's to signify the slave masters and the evil in this world. And so during Juve, the whole story is to tell how people persevere over the evils of this world. So in the end, the devils are killed. And the next day, which is the celebration, people are dressed up as birds and like with giant feathers and huge intricate dress that look very similar to Native American and Amerindian tribes, which are also very prevalent in Caribbean. And it's, I find it really funny when like people who don't even know about the Caribbean history try to say that Carnival is cultural appropriation, when you should actually do research and realize that the Amerindian people from those countries partake as well, and it's a huge significance, and I'm giving a very simplified summary about it anyway. And the universe, like, I've gotten, like, you can like look up on like the University of the West Indies and other West Indian sources, a lot of scholarly journals about the history of Carnival and our peoples and our ancestry and stuff. And so brown people are very superstitious. We know this. And so they play out all this, you know, you're not supposed to wear certain colors represent certain things. And we don't need to go down the list of it because, you know, even like throwing salt over your shoulder, or I don't know if you guys have this, you're not supposed to walk into a house after going to a funeral, like straightforward. You're supposed to enter your house backwards. It's really weird. So the spirits don't follow
you.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah.
So that's what we were taught, but I don't know if that's just a Indo-Caribbean thing or a Hindu thing, or I'm not sure. Anyway, so getting to that, so Carnival, what people know is, like, you know, you play a mass, you're dancing, people quote unquote chipping down the road, which is dancing. And there's a lot of very overhype dance music all the time, constantly. Like people waving flags, people grinding on each other, and like really grinding. Like, so if you're not familiar with this type of dancing, it looks very, you know, very sexy and seductive and explicit, and it can get pretty raunchy. It is from consent. So I just want to make this very clear. There's a big difference between non-consent and consent. And we're going to discuss this during this podcast. And, you know, in the nerd culture, you know, there was this huge movement where, you know, cosplayers were getting felt up and obviously not with their consent. And so because of that, you see the posters and, you know, the videos and stuff, not, you know, consent is, you know, just because someone's dressed up as something doesn't mean that they're not a human being, and you don't need consent to not only like try to touch that. Like, why would you touch someone you don't know? Number one. And like take pictures of people. And I personally feel it's not without consent. If like you're like right next to the person, like you could just ask the person like, hey, can I take a picture of you? And actually you get a better shot. I mean, that's just my idea. But anyway, so going back to, John Boyega. So he was in London Carnival, and he was, I guess, like he Snapchat or Instagram live him winding up on a girl. I don't know if he's West Indian descent. I tried to look it up, but I couldn't find anything. But I just assume like everyone from England has some type of like Jamaican ancestry. Everybody I know from, maybe that's a very broad idea, but I feel like everyone in England has like some Indian descent and some like West Indian roots too, or both, you know? So, and the cool thing with England is that they celebrate all like Indo-Caribbean holidays. So normally, because there's a lot of West Indians there, like a lot, it's even in their street slang. So like our slang, our dialect slang is in their street slang. So that's pretty cool. What are we going to call him? Finn? John? I mean, John, right?
John Boyega, Finn, I don't mind. I can call him anything you want. FN298 or whatever his number is. I forget.
So John, he's playing Mass. Like, he, like, starts to, like, hang with this girl. I'm assuming he's hanging with this girl, whatever. All the video is only him dancing on a girl. And she is very visibly dancing back on him. And she's pretty sexual with her moves, right? So the internet goes kind of insane on John, saying, you know, he is a public figure. He shouldn't be doing things without consent. Okay, you just jumped to a major fucking conclusion. Because, I mean, Johnny, you saw that video. It is clearly this woman is dancing on John.
I don't know. Everybody at Carnival dances with each other.
Yes.
And to point out one people's dancing over their other. And to say that that type of dancing, you know, okay, so if you're against dancing altogether, maybe you have some,
yes,
some something to say because you're like a religious nut job or something. But if you're like, I'm okay with two people dancing, and then you see that and you're not okay with it, then you don't know what you're talking about, because that's the way they dance in many West Indian, Caribbean, South American, African cultures. And you can go F yourself, because you have clearly no idea what the hell you're talking about.
No, none whatsoever, which is why I gave the little blurb about what Carnival is. And this is why we celebrate. We still pay homage to our ancestry. Not that I'm saying, you know, some chick doing split in the middle is giving her ancestry like love. But maybe that's in her way. Because that's, and if you know the song, y'all know what I'm talking about.
That's how a lot of people in those cultures dance, at least right now. And that's like saying, okay, well, you know, an American dance or Western European dance is evil, right? If somebody goes out and says that's evil, right? It's like, who the hell are you to tell somebody that their culture is evil? And who are Western European-based people to tell African and Indian-based people that their culture is evil?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Which you have no touch in the world of. Obviously, the people that went after him are probably British people. I'm surprised, because I thought Brits were more keen on the West Indian culture, but it could just be anyone because, you know, in the internet and also with the Star Wars aliases that they used, you don't know where these people are from. So, I mean, clearly to me, I don't think that they were British people or people that were ever in any kind of encounter with West Indian people or even people that, you know, celebrate things in New Orleans. Maybe they were from New Orleans and they're just very, like, you know, anti-fun. But they claim that he wasn't, he didn't, like, the woman who was dancing on him didn't give consent. First of all, you weren't there. Secondly, she's dancing on him. It's not like she's pushing him off or getting violent. In the video, look it up. Like, seriously, look up the you just look it up and it's super easy to find, right? It's every Google hit.
John Boyega, right. Carnival. Controversy.
Controversy. It is not a controversy. It's like it's like not even like a 30-second video of this girl just like shaking her butt on him. Literally.
No, I'm saying that people had controversy over it though, and it doesn't make any sense. And it goes back to like how, and this, you know, we're talking about just John Boyega, but this goes back to like how girls of African American or African descent with curly hair don't get to have hairstyles in their schools because, you know, they're not typically white hairstyles and their African hairstyles are held back. Like that type of same thing. It's like, who the F are you to tell one people not to have their culture?
Yeah, I even heard that, you know, in certain employers are allowed not to hire you if you have dreadlocks. And that's some shit.
Yeah.
And that's for majority of people that I know that wear dreadlocks are for cultural reasons or religious reasons, you know? So I think that's very like...
To be fair... Most, if they're wearing dreadlocks for religious reasons, they probably smoke a lot of weed.
I mean, there's different sects of Rastafarianism. They are. I mean, I'm just saying that it's true. My relatives or family friends who are Rasta or, you know, wear dreads for cultural reasons, you know.
Smoke weed.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's a medicinal herb. They only... Jesus. But it's not limited to Rastas.
Not that I'm against it in any way.
It just sounded so funny. It just sounded so
wrong. I just had to say it.
Yeah, it just sounds so funny. In the when, like, did we just... we're just veering off. Right. So there's a lot of things that are happening within... you know, this situation. And I feel very strongly about this because as a West Indian, you know, from other people constantly mocking my fucking culture, it's like, man, you don't fucking know what you're talking about. And it just disgusts me that they just automatically jumped on this guy saying that he didn't get consent from this woman. You don't know the fucking situation. You don't even know if that's his girlfriend. You don't know if that's his like family friend or anyone. You just embarrassed this girl. Not only did you try to embarrass him, but you try to like slut shame her as well. You know, because there was like a lot of comments talking about how inappropriate she was dancing, how inappropriate he was dancing. But she
clearly people haven't been to the club.
Clear. But it was more clear that people had more to say about the woman dancing. And all she was doing was just shaking her ass on him. I don't know what the fuck. Why is that such a problem? Because like it is healthy to shake your ass. I mean, especially when you clean in. Like how else am I supposed to scrub those like bleach stains out of, you know, like, I don't get you. Like, how am I supposed to, like, mop and sweep and Swiffer regular? Anyway, but that's a side note. I just feel like this world is fucking full of such hateration.
Stop. Well, there's two sides to this whole argument. Right. I mean, this whole thing, right? One is the idea of consent, and the other is the idea of racism. And both of these things are, I think, hugely not understood by a large segment of the Western European and American population, mm-hmm. unfortunately. And not to get on a soapbox, because I apologize to our listeners right now, but I'm extremely angry. It's Tuesday, 9/5, 2017, and Donald Trump, our illustrious emperor in no clothes, told us that he's going to end the DREAM Act and send Dreamers packing back to countries they've never been to. And I'm extremely angry about that. And the racism that's heavily involved in this idea to do this also goes in line with the racism that's behind like not going after, you know, a cult, a Western Indian, West Indies culture, and being like, well, the way they dance is slutty, right?
Right. So or
I'm just
that's
like
normal
all
people
that
dancing.
Related to the like the world we are seeing today that I feel like for a little while started to go away. When I was growing up, it was racist, but things started to look up for a little while. But the last year or so, like, all that progress seems, like, completely gone. And we've gone beyond. It's even more racist today than it was in the 90s and the 80s. It's just unbelievable.
Hmm.
And, it's, yeah, go ahead.
I'm so glad that you, I'm so glad, I didn't want to cut you off. I'm so glad that you mentioned racism, because this is why this fucking bothered me, right? At first I was like, why am I so fucking pissed off about this article? Because it's like, oh, it's obviously a fucking shit post and, you know, whatever. And there's so many other things to be mad at. Why I'm so fucking upset, not only because it totally makes fun of my culture, I've grown up with that. So at this point in my life, I just kind of roll my eyes and I go, in my mind, just say, suck a dick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm just so used to, I mean, that sounds terrible, right? For someone to feel like your culture is constantly mocked. So why would I ever think like there will ever be coverage of a good segment of my culture? Or a good representation
right.
of my culture, including in Labor Day. Like, people are like, oh, they go to, like, when you talk about the Labor Day parade, you just hear about gunshots, you know? Because, and that's not even part of the cultural thing. It just so happens that it's in a neighborhood. It's in neighborhoods that people use that as an excuse to do certain things. And you can't stop
right.
people from doing fucked up shit.
Right. And where are the police?
Where are the police? Because they moved the parade to Brooklyn. It never always... I found out, like, I was doing some research, you know, the Labor Day parade was not always in Brooklyn. They put it there for a reason. But that's another story. And that is
well,
also
yeah.
tied
and
into fucking
racism.
Right.
Yep.
So, now, the thing is, going back to this video, you know, going back to this video, right, why it really bothered me, right, I sat there and I'm like, well, why the fuck am I so pissed off? It's not the fact that the girl's whining on him. It's not the fact that he's whining on the girl. That's not the problem, right? I don't care. My problem is that they start fucking accusing him of being like this piece of shit person and like very close to rape. And so when you use words like that, it just hits me in such a horrible way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, like when people say like they use trigger warnings and stuff, that's that like those things, you need warnings. Oh my God. I totally understand. And I feel like, you know, to compare this guy who's dancing on a girl for like a few minutes probably, of some disgusting act like that, shame on you and you're a horrible fucking person. Would you have
yeah.
said the same thing if it were white people, right, who were at a Diplo concert that were grinding on each other, or Burning Man, or other festivities where we're all told as brown kids
absolutely
to go.
Not. They would not.
No, they wouldn't. And we're told as brown kids don't go there because white people just keep fucking each other, right? I mean, I don't know how you came, like, you know, in certain scenes when you're growing up, my parents would have never let me go to, like, Burning Man, or not that I ever... You know, I don't know how the fuck I feel about that shit, but I'm just saying, like, you know, festivals like that, my parents constantly would say, no, like, look at, no. And
well, your parents were also, I mean, in an essence, let's be real, like, your parents were doing what these people are doing too, to some degree.
But
and, like, you and
that's
I
what I'm
not-
saying. They are. But, right? It's not, but when you read about it, there are horrendous acts that actually happen at these things. Like, people are given drugs and people are given, you know, women are doused much, much more. Okay, if that was a scenario, I'm not saying, like, I haven't gone to a festival or something like that, you know.
Right,
I'm not
right,
saying my
right.
parents are doing the same
yeah,
thing.
Well,
I want to get to the
more right?
nitty-gritty. Yeah, like, I want to get more to the point that my mom did not want her daughters going to stuff like that because she was scared that they were going to get drugged. Not because
of
heinous acts of young people having sex. Oh my God, because they do.
No, but because of a few bad apples that ruin everything.
Right, right. Which is not consent.
They exist everywhere.
Right.
Which is non-consent. Exactly.
And that is not consent. That exactly there is not consent. Not that only one example, but the fact that you're not able to give consent or you're not in your right sound of mind, that is not consent. So this is a huge idea which is very fucking weighted, and it is not in no way the same as a girl whining on a guy. Had they been so mad if it wasn't a Star Wars actor? That is another question I have.
Well, they're mad that it's a Star Wars actor who's black. Because if it was Poe Dameron, whoever that actor is, grinding up on somebody, I don't think anybody would be care. They'd be like, delicious.
But why is that different?
Because they're racist, Patty. And we know that this country is racist. And like, when you're racist or when you're ignorant of being racist, because let's be real, most people are racist. Not just whites, not just blacks. Most people have some sort of like inbuilt prejudice toward other people. And you can call it prejudice if you don't want to use the word racist.
I mean, even that women word are means told, something else to I mean, you. No, like, honestly, like, as a girl, like, growing up, we were told, like, you know, if a guy looks a little weird, you know, cross the street, go with your girlfriends, you know, and you're told to perpetuate this type of thing. Not necessarily, like, any kind of thing, but, yeah, everybody has their prejudices. Even, like, when we were growing up as metal kids, you know, I was very visibly goth and metal, and people would not sit next to me on the bus because they thought I was a devil worshiper.
Right, right. They thought I was a drug addict in high school. I never tried anything in high school. But
Everybody assumed like metal kids always did drugs, which is not true.
Yeah.
I liked pixie sticks. And
that's because my hair is cut in a weird way and my sides of my head are shaved and my hair is long. Doesn't mean I'd smoke marijuana. I mean, it might, but it doesn't necessarily mean I smoke marijuana.
You're a dealer.
And I did not smoke marijuana in high school. So my point being, though, goes back to like the ignorance, right? Like when you look at the world through only your own lens, that now everything anybody else does that may be the same as what you do, but it's done slightly differently or with a different costume or with a different color or different it appears to the world. They look at that as negative because it's not the way we do it. It's the way the other does it. And like, that is the basis of most people's prejudice. Like, you know, everybody in this world, no matter what race, what culture, we're human beings, we're the same communal creature, and we all take care of our babies. We all, you know, make goo goo gaga noises at our children. I don't care if you're Arab or if you're Indian or if you're a West Indian or if you're East Indian, Siberian, European, American, South American. Everybody goo goo gaga is at their baby, right? Because we all love our children the same way. We're all human beings. But what makes this ignorance is that my dress for my culture is different than your dress for your culture. So thus, your dress is wrong. And that's what people do constantly, nonstop. And it's really unfortunate. And it's just coming to a culmination in our point in history where I feel like there's going to be massive fallout from it. And I don't know how to stop it. You know?
Yeah, it just boggles my mind because in the nerd culture, because even in Star Wars, there are women that are dressed very scantily clad and dancing. They're, you know, male creatures that are also scantily clad and dancing. So why, it's not like this is a Bible story. I don't understand like why people were so upset about him dancing. And then I was like, I didn't even start to think that it's because they're black. I was like, is it because it's a cultured, well, obviously it was leading to that, but I was like, is it because it's a cultural display? Or like, if you see a video like that and it says carnival, like, I don't know where you are in this world and you have the internet, you don't know what carnival is? Like, not even from Brazil or something? You don't know what carnival is or anything? Like, that's fucking ridiculous to me. And if you don't know, look it up. You know, it's a big industry.
But people make assumptions and don't look up things, and the internet also helps them think that they know everything.
You're on the fucking computer and your mobile device. Look it up. Google it. Yeah. It's so easy because you just have to click the word and it actually, Google will look it up for you. I mean, come on, guys.
Let me Google that for you. People are just really, really, really lazy.
Yeah, but not only did one person say that, it was so many people. So many that it was so noticeable. I think he started tweeting or he started like replying to people on social media platforms about it was like, why did you have to fucking defend yourself? That's what made me so mad.
Oh, he came out and defended himself, too?
I believe so, because I was talking to my friend about
this. I thought he joked about it. Like, it was like, whatever, dudes. You guys are stupid.
I think that's what happened at first. Like, oh, like, what's wrong with you? You don't know about Carnival? And, like, because, I mean, that's your initial response. But I think, like, once it started, like, it was explosive. Like, he got more explosive and more explosive. And, like, nerd fandoms were talking about how inappropriate he was, how Star Wars should not be inappropriate.
I want to know who these nerds are, because they don't deserve to watch Star Wars.
They're in the article. Just scroll and comment.
They don't deserve to watch Star Wars.
I didn't read all the comments. Like, I don't have that much fucking time in my life, you know, but some of the comments are really fucking atrocious. Like, oh, you know, I can't believe he did this.
They should turn in their Star Trek badges right now. They don't deserve
them.
Yeah,
and I think people who are part of Star Wars, like, came to his, like, you know, we're standing up for him and stuff. And I was like, wow, how ridiculous is this that people have this much rage for consensual adults doing something that has nothing to do with you? They're not hurting anybody. They're just dancing. And also culturally celebrating freedom from slavery. So what the fuck?
Were these all people in England, though? Because I know that he lives in England. This happened in England.
I don't know if the comments were from England. That's what we were saying. But it's the fact, because, you know, a lot of people will follow him on his social media platforms, and that's where he posted it, like a normal human fucking being.
Yeah.
I mean, I post my cousins dancing all the time. I have one cousin that dances on, like, he actually dances upside down and he daggers on the wall. So is that inappropriate? Did the wall need consent for him to dagger on? Please let me know. Tweet
at us. I don't know what daggering is.
Oh, I have to teach you. I'm gonna
show you.
Come on,
Patty. You know that I only know I only know Bhangra.
Oh my god! So, like, are you familiar at all with, like, dancehall?
No, I know whining because you told me what whining is, right?
Okay, obviously. So I'm gonna show you videos. I'm gonna make sure that I get you really good videos. One of my favorite artists is Lil Spice, and she's, like, killing it right now in the industry. She is one of the top dancehall artists, man.
Does twerking come from the West Indies?
God, don't tell us that. Okay, so
I'm just asking. I know.
I love you. I'm gonna tell you this. And you know, we have to educate the mass, right? So twerking, okay, yes, twerking is a subsection of what it is, right? But whining is like you're using it. Think of like
I know what whining is, and you know, it's like there's a guy involved. Twerking is without the guy, kind of.
No, you can whine without a guy. I don't whine with men. I mean, fair. I do with, like, whoever.
Is there another person involved?
You don't always have to. Sometimes you could just wind up on a table while you're dancing, like while you're waiting for stuff. I mean, people just dance. Like, you never, like, busted a little Bhangra move while you were waiting for the bus?
No. I'm a musician. I can't dance. I don't have the skills to dance. I can play guitar all day long.
So you never, like, did a little guitar solo, like air guitar solo while you were waiting for something? Or,
you know, like, excellent!
Yes, exactly. Like Wayne's World. Exactly like that. Because nobody else does, like, a little, like, drum solo to, like, you know, Meshuggah. It's always going to be to Wayne's World.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, guitar solo. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. I'm saying so much. So. Anyways. Just dancing itself, like, you don't have to necessarily have a partner, right? You could just be dancing.
No doubt. But, like,
in a circle, but twerking.
The movement
It's similar. Okay, so it's very different. And, like, whining is a lot of the whole body movement. Twerking is more so, like, think about you doing,
just butt,
like,
cheeks.
Butt, hips. No, it's not just butt cheeks, because obviously you don't dance. It's, like, your thigh muscle.
Clearly.
I'm going to show you how to, we got to teach you how to twerk.
I can't, no, it's not going to work.
We're going to have
to teach you. My body doesn't move that way.
Oh, no, it's going to. I'm just going to get you liquored up and we're going to start bend. Like, we have to give you, like, yoga moves to do. Like, think of chair pose. Like, you got to do a lot of chair pose movements. That's, like, the first, like, building your calves and your thighs to hold your body.
Dude,
like,
I got East Indian calves, which means they're non-existent. That's the problem.
Oh, no, we're going to have a twerking, we're gonna have, like, I don't know what to call
and
it.
And I have no butt.
Oh. We can get you butt pads.
I can get a butt implant, like,
no,
certain
we
people.
Can,
in music
no,
industry.
They have those butt lifting pants, so we can get you those. And they have these, like,
You would have to have some meat to lift up. I don't have that either.
No, they have like, think about bras, like push-up bras. They have a push-up thing for your butt, so it makes you look like you have a butt. And pants. It's an underwear.
You'll see. It can't work. But we can try.
I don't know. The Instagram models say it works. I mean, I don't have that issue. And even if I did have no booty, I would just work what I got, you know?
I hear you.
Anyway,
I'm not a good, my body is too rigid when it moves, which looks awesome when I play guitar. It looks awesome when I play guitar, but when I dance, it looks awkward.
We'll just spray with WD-40 on your,
just let me play guitar. Just let me do what I do. Rip a mean solo for you.
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay. But, so twerking is more so like putting, like some women, like, yo, I want to say the MVP.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Why? I think you just released all the air out of my lungs from my diaphragm.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Speaking of no button hips.
Speaking of not doing anything right. Anyway, so that's not who to look at if you want to twerk, guys. Like, look up actual videos. A lot of the down south groups, dance groups, are amazing at it. If you want to learn how to whine and dance, there's a lot of dance hall videos, instructional videos.
What other kind of dance moves are there?
There's so many. Oh my God.
Well, hook a brother up with some.
So I could teach you how to do like, you could do the willy bounce, but I think that's old now. But I could teach you all like the up, like the leg movements, you know, like the 1-2 step or the arm movements. And it's no booty movements. It's like the guy moves. You know what I mean?
Right. Guy moves release less booty. They're more.
I'm pretty sure you know this.
Pelvic thrusting.
So this one's a really old one, but it's a really good one, right? You know, remember Elephant Man came out with a song, Signal the Plane, you know? Or is it Beanie Man? Oh, man. Y'all gonna kill me if I don't got this right. I'm sure it's Elephant Man. But,
I definitely don't know.
Okay, so it's just. So think of like actually single. So you ever. Obviously, you've flown in an airplane. You know, the guys that signal the planes, right? With the with the lights. So it's that X-ing motion with your hands over your head.
Oh, I can do that dance. That.
Yeah.
I got that one.
Soca and dance hall is very instructive. They will tell you how to dance.
Like, in the songs. Nice.
Yes.
Well, because it's like a lot of it is like line dancing, not line dancing, but it's got like the whole like everybody dances at the same moves together.
It's very inclusive. It's like the culture is a very inclusive culture. So you're going to do a lot of freestyle, but they want everybody at one point, they're going to want you to wave, jump up, you know, do whatever, do that year summer dance together. But one thing is stuff that our grannies have been doing, like for eons. You know, and just call it something else. But so Indian and African cultures are very hippie with the dancing. So that's where it comes from. It's very rhythmic to percussion. And that's pretty much what it was. Our ancestry did a lot of even like used a lot of bhangra beads and what is our chutney and soca and chutney soca have a lot of bhangra undertones too. So bhangra is very, very popular in the West Indies as well.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean,
like, I don't know one party that I have, like house party I haven't gone to that they have not played like old school Dollar Mendy at one point.
Of course. Yeah.
Like it just happens. Like any wedding I've gone to, like all of a sudden when they want everybody to be on the dance floor, you're going to hear like, you know, like bolo tarara. And the hands in the air. But yeah, so I mean, but it's the same thing when you go to like an East Indian wedding or whatever and you hear like Sean Paul, right? Everybody's like, oh shit.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, you got to throw some West Indian music gets thrown in, even in East Indian. Well, because like you got to remember that like the people that mix the music, they mix all the dance mixes have East Indian and West Indian music mixed together, right? And then they throw some American or European stuff in there every once in a while, but it's got a lot of West Indian because, like, it's got a dance beat, and, like, that's why it gets thrown in, and it matches really well with East Indian music.
Yes, and funny enough, like, I think I've discussed this, like, with many other platforms that I've done, but, like, I don't know if we've really, like, talked about it in detail with us, me and you. Like, so... West Indians, like, we grew up with, like, CD mixes of, like, Bollywood music, and they would mix it with, like, DJs are notorious for mixing it with reggae, right?
I heard all this. Yeah. Party in the ghetto, in the ghetto. Of course.
So, yeah, exactly that. I'm still laughing. I didn't want to laugh for, like, 20 minutes. Yeah, so it's a lot of, like, the current Bollywood with the current reggae, the current soca, and it's just, I don't know, it just all goes so good together. It is like dal and rice and mango char. It's just fucking good. Like, you don't think, like, you look at
it's
these
like curry and roti. Sure.
Well, curry and roti, you know, goes well. You're just like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What am I getting into? The mango char is making the dal brown, like black now. You know, but I was goth, so I put the mango char in like a heart in my dal, so it was like a black heart when it spilled over. It was fucking goth as fuck. Yeah.
By the way, I loved your mango pepper sauce again.
It's not mango pepper sauce. It's just pepper sauce.
No, it's mango and pepper sauce.
I'm glad. It's just chow. So for those of you, Johnny and I
think we talked about chow before.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah, we talked about chow. So we went to a friend's meetup this past weekend for Labor Day, actually in Brooklyn, but we were not near the parade. But funny enough, when I was going,
Dominica around, represent.
So our friend who was visiting, our very, very good friend, who's visiting from Dominica and not from the Dominican Republic, because I know there's a lot of people like, so he's Dominican? No, he's Dominican. Yeah. So they don't
get it right.
They don't speak Spanish. They speak, you know, French, patois, and dialect, like broken English and English, obviously. So anyway, they, you know, also have soca as well. And, you know, and
what did we talk to him about this, about this John Boyega thing?
I think it was very, I don't think we've all really talked about it. So it was just, when I talked about it with other people, like even my dad, my dad's like, what? I was like, I don't get this world. I'm just waiting for this zombie apocalypse so everybody can just, like, half people can dead out and he can just sit in his garden and relax. You know? Yeah. Like, he has generators. He's ready.
Is what's going on with the world right now.
I think he should have, I've been constantly urging my dad to do a podcast. He doesn't understand the concept of podcasts.
All you need to do is get him to come just have a conversation with us on the internet.
He doesn't understand this world. He's like, who am I talking to? What is this internets? He calls Facebook Spacebooks. He's like, can you find the Spacebooks? My dad thinks that you can find people on Spacebook by their street name, like their like call name. Like, so in Guyana, like, he knows like a whatever their long Indian names are, African names are.
Technically speaking, Patty, with you and me, that's 100% accurate.
No, Facebook are Nazis, and they made me change my name to my government name. And I tried pleading with them that I work with clientele. I do not want my clientele to find, especially working in mental health, I do not want my clientele to find me on the internet.
Right.
Anyway, fucking agreed. Facebook bullshit. They're right, like, oh, right. If you want to do that, you have to be you have to make a fan page. Who the fuck is my fan? I ain't nobody. Do I look like, who the fuck am I? I'm just a stupid little brown girl that just wants to socialize with her friends.
At this point.
A fan page for what? I ain't got no, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't do anything cool to have fans. I mean, come on, man. Let's be real. Anyway, I'm not an egomaniac. I mean, I'm going to do a fan page and then like two people are going to subscribe and I'm not like, I'm going to get like memes.
And then your ego will really be destroyed.
It'll be like two people. And then when I show my face that I'm a girl, it'll be like six like Indian dudes and they're going to send me vegana memes and then it'll be over. I know what the internet is. Come on, guys. I know I have 9GAG. You know what I'm saying? I have the internet.
There's just certain things you don't do on the Spacebooks.
Exactly. Like my dad says. Spacebook. So my dad, like, side note, my dad has told me, like, oh, go check your Uncle Chana on Spacebook. And I'm like, what's his name? Oh, you know, Chana. I'm like,
That is a great street name, by the way.
I'm like, Dad, that doesn't.
Chana, for real?
Yeah, that's his name.
That's amazing.
I'm like, Dad, you can't find people by their call name. Like, you can't find. He's like, okay, so try pigeon. I'm like, okay, there's pigeons that I mean, what kind of pigeon? Like, I'm just trying to figure out.
Is his name Kabuter?
I don't know. I don't even know how to spell Kabuter.
Well, that's how you say pigeon in Hindi.
I know. I don't know how to spell it. I don't know. I just found out. Well, yeah, but just this weekend when we were at our awesome friend's house, when we were heading home and you said that word, and I was like, wait, does that song mean that you're eating pigeon? And you're like, no, you're singing the song wrong. So all this time, there's this Bollywood song that I grew up with. I've been singing the lyrics wrong that I don't even know the lyrics to. Or maybe I'm singing it right, but in my mind, it sounds
about a kabuter. I think that's the part that's true. I just don't think it's about eating it. I think it's about like letting it fly away or something.
I'm not going to sing on the podcast. I would. Like
I sing.
I will sing in the meetups, but I will not sing. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, is that what it means? And I my mind was blown. I was like, why would they eat pigeons?
Kabuter, ja, 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 a kabuter, ja.
Yeah, so that's another song. Are they calling the pigeon or he's calling the girl pigeon?
Like, go away, kabuter. Like, fly away.
He's not chasing the girl. He's not calling her a bird, right? Because that's.
I mean, he might be. I mean, you never know when you need music.
Fighting words. You don't call chicks birds unless, like.
unless you call them chicks, which is a bird.
I know, you could say chicks, but you can't call no woman from New York a bird. Like, you're
an old bird.
You're asking for hands to be thrown on you.
What about if you call them a swan?
A swan? Like a baby swan's
a dove.
A dove? I don't know. I mean, they make cooing noises.
But when you call them a chicken, it's bad.
A chick.
Chicken. Chick. Not chick. Chicken's okay. Chicken is not.
Why you call them a chicken? Oh, a chicken.
I don't know.
Head?
I don't call nothing nobody. That's bad. I'm just saying one, hypothetically speaking.
I don't know. What people catcall women is just fucking weird.
I don't even say chicks.
It's weird because people will call you ma, and I'm like, ugh, I ain't nobody's mom. Stop.
I get slapped in the face with my sisters if I call girls chick. I got three sisters. I gotta watch out.
Oh, man. That's what I'm saying. You call a girl a bird, that's it. That's fighting words.
Yeah.
Especially a pigeon. So why would you say that shit in, I don't know, that part of the world and that hemisphere, they got some special stuff going on.
I don't think he's saying it to a girl. I mean, like, kabuter is not really, like, a pretty bird, you know? Like, pigeons aren't pretty.
As long as it was
they're
with
like
her consent.
They're like the rats of the air.
I don't know. Maybe kabuter is her street name. Maybe she's giving him consent. And I want to just
know. She might be that, West Indian, and that might be her street name. You're right.
That might be her. Yes. She's like, and then she'd be like, caca.
Yo, my name's kabuter. That's just my booty is fine.
Could you imagine? People be like, so why do they call you kabuter? And then she goes, cacao! I'm such a 90s I'm such a New York kid. You know I'm a New York kid. Because who the fuck else would make a fucking bird noise? Like, why would you even think of that? Unless from New York.
I mean, you might be from the South making a bird noise because you try to catch some duck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. I guess. No, but I'm saying like at a girl, like a cat calling at someone.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know, or like when you're like trying to like hail your friend, you know, they make like dog noises. Like my neighbors used to bark at each other. It was the funniest
That's
shit
hilarious.
Ever.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And they had dogs and the dogs would bark. And I'm like, how do you know which ones? Like, did you guys just started hanging with the dogs so you know which one's your friend and which one's the puppy? But these are things that I thought of when I was, you know.
That's very interesting. Creepy. Queens.
Queens, man. I'm telling you. Queens and Brooklyn, and we had a lot of family in Brooklyn and a lot of family in the Bronx. Well, not a lot of family in the
All
Bronx.
All of New York City is your...
No, Staten Island. And
every single Guyanese person in the entire city is probably related to you in some way.
I mean, in a way, yeah. I mean, I just assume they are automatically, and we're just going to figure it out. And it's cool because, like, you know, like when you meet someone from a familial area, especially when you were grown up in a certain culture, you're going to automatically feel comfortable with them in a way that you're not going to feel comfortable with your non-cultural friends. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, we always talk about this. Like, if we walk into a house and someone doesn't take their shoes off, like, boy, who you think you are? Like, you're about to get cacao'd up in here. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Like, that's not how you fucking work. And especially when I see a brown person do it to a brown person's house. Oh, fuck nah. Like, how?
Oh, my God.
No. What is... Come on, man. I remember when someone tried to do that shit in my house. We all went savage on this person. Like, oh, for real? So you're just going to walk up, roll up in people's nice houses and shit, and you don't see that carpet there. Like, I should just, like, take your shoe off and beat the living fucking shit out of you.
With your
like
own
your mama
shoe.
Does. Right?
With your mama her fucking, does.
Like, with her fucking chapel, and you're going to know.
Yeah, chapel thrown at you from a distance. Exactly.
That freaking, yo, how moms be having, like, the greatest point to do that? Like, just concentration, but anything else they don't have concentration for.
Skills.
Like, you try to explain to them how to send a text message. You got to do that, like,
oh my
a million
God.
And one
Wait, times. So your mom don't know how to send text messages either?
My mom, she knows how to kind of, like, send text messages, you know?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Like, picture messages she doesn't understand. Like, she might do, like, one or two, but, like, when we send her a meme.
So, like, it takes her, like, 5 minutes to do a picture message.
But you know what she knows how to do good, though? She knows how to get, like, those Macy's coupons and the JCPenney coupons and the Kohl's coupons. Oh, my mom is a coupon extraordinaire.
Is your mom and my mom best friends? Because, like, my mom has literally, like, a deck of cards worth of Macy's.
No, she doesn't have a card. I've showed her. I made my mom. I went with her. We literally pulled her into the bank and made her get a debit card. So, because she had a credit, like, she had her account, but she never used it as a debit. She's like, I don't get why you do plaid. This was years ago, right?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Now, all my mom does, because she would, like, laugh at us for swiping for a banana. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you children? It's a banana. You don't have a dollar? Like, but, like, right. It's not a dollar that we're swiping for. It's like, you know, Indian people think, like, $40 worth of groceries is, like, a dollar. You know? Like, oh, well, you're going to need this, and you're going to need pepper, and you're going to need tomatoes, and you're going to need this. Like, I don't understand how people go to the supermarket for just one thing. Even if it's just one thing that we went for, like onions, you end up going, oh, well, we're going to need rice. We're going to need garlic. Bring some bagels and some cream cheese. You're like, if people don't know what the hell you're cooking, they're not, what the fuck you're making, because you're really, like, buying, like, six meals at once.
Right.
And you're not sure. But anyway, I don't even know how we always end up on fucking food. It really
because both of us love food.
Yes.
And we come from foodie cultures.
We do. Food is great. That's the way to bond with people.
So what kind of food do you eat for carnival?
For carnival? So people want to eat fast food, like you jerk chicken, you know, french fries. I mean, people are going to eat rice and peas and stuff. They're going to be walking around. Like, West Indian people are some serious tough people. They will have... Like, I've seen people, like, eat halal cart and dancing while down the road.
Eating halal cart takes bravery all the time.
I mean, especially if you have your booty out and that white sauce hits you wrong.
Oh, man. Boy.
I don't know, man. That's some stuff. I just feel like, you know, you're just brave. But, like, usually, like, for carnival, like, when you're in a band, like, what I was told, like, you pay for the costume, you pay for being with, the, you know, that truck that goes down the road, and sometimes you're on the truck, like the float, the parade float, and they provide food at the end, or like someone sponsors the food. There's a lot of West Indian restaurants within New York City especially, and that's their donation, you know? Like, think of a sponsorship for, you know, when people do marathons for some type of donation, or No Shave November. It's the same aspect, but instead of money, they will donate food.
Sponsor different trucks. Yeah, different trucks. Yeah. Sponsored by, you know, like Mr. Ali's roti,
like
and
Ali,
curry.
Like Ali's doubles, or, you know, this one's curry, or this one, or Shanta's roti shop, or, you know.
Shanta, that's a great name.
Yeah, that's a very common name. It's one of my aunt's names.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, everyone
Zaida's
knows,
like, Zaida's curry and rice.
Yeah, or like it's just Saida, or it's somebody's daughter they named the place after, right. Or, you know, somebody roti shop, and or it's just like really easy, like Sings. So that's a very common
Sings.
Place, yeah, in Queens, or Veggie Castle, or Kai Chor, which is Guyanese Chinese food. It's bomb. Like,
what,
bro? I'm getting you some.
What? Wait. Where is this place?
So the one that, so there's a couple places. I actually don't, I'll get you some store-bought one, but one day I'll actually invite you over and you'll have, like, authentic home food from my mom. Because she, like, literally throws down the best. And my dad makes
this West Indian Chinese food sounds like.
Yeah. Because we are also part Chinese too. It's amazing. And it's not like what you think that's in American Chinese restaurants. There's
even fried rice. It's different.
It's different. So there's like fried rice and stuff, but it's made very differently. And lo mein, and so Guyanese people have chow mein. Lo mein is a thinner noodle. And they usually have like, you know, chicken on top. Like my dad calls it chicken. So technically my dad told me the correct term for this type of chicken is called chicken in the rough. But it's like this slightly fried chicken. It's really crispy. And, you know, it has this like soy glaze on top. And like, of course, they give you pepper sauce on the side. And the fried rice, you could have it with vegetables or you could have it with any meat you want. Or you could have it, you know, with eggs, like scrambled eggs inside, which is great. But that's like a common Guyanese, like West Indian Chinese Guyanese food. I mean, West Indians have like there's a lot of Chinese West Indian food, but I feel Guyanese Chinese hands down. And lots of people will tell you like Guyanese throw down with Chinese, like Chinese food in the West Indies is Guyanese got the.
I'm telling you that like Indian Chinese food is bomb ass too. East Indian.
So it's very similar. So you might have like stew chicken with fried rice. Like that's our national food. Like that's our regular food. Like we'll have chow mein with, you know, curry. Like, so my mom loves eating curry chicken. Like I was about to say curry chicken because I'm giving homage to Trinidadians here. Oh my God. My mom makes chicken curry, right? Super spicy and stuff. She loves eating with chow mein. Instead of like if they're having a little get together and stuff, like or just regular, she makes chow mein all the time. And she'll have vegetable chow mein with curry, which curry is usually with the rice or roti, right? But my mom, like I've seen my relatives have rice, the curry, and the chow mein, and like just white rice. Like they just like mixing everything together.
I've done that before.
Yeah, and I know that with lo mein, like when you go to these West Indian Chinese places, they'll usually have the chow mein or the fried rice with jerk chicken, like different types of meats. Like you can pork, beef, whatever, or even tofu. Like there's vegetarian options too. So if you're ever interested in actually West Indian food and you're in New York especially, or like I know Baltimore has like a lot of West Indian places too, Toronto, all over, right? Just go in and see what they have and just let them know that you're new, like you don't know, and you heard it on a podcast and you heard from some West Indian that you wanted some West Indian food, and they'll tell you what's on there and they'll tell you what's in it too. And if you're vegetarian and vegan, they have your options, man. So don't ever feel like there's not, you know, you're going to be afraid. And there's a lot of meat too. There's a lot of pork, beef, chicken, everything you want. Goat. If you want to try something weird, there's fried shark. Yeah, there's actually fried shark, which I love bacon shark. But I even like just the pieces of shark. But I don't eat that outside of my house. Just my dad, like I trust him with the wild meats. I trust him and my mother. There's certain things that I do not. The wildest meat that I'll eat outside of the house is calamari. Because I know like I won't get food poisoning from it if it's fried. But
I've eaten home, wild meats.
Outside your house? I don't know.
Outside my house. Like,
I've but people whale. You trust, though.
No, at restaurants.
Whale?
I've eaten whale.
Was it like seared like a salmon or was it like
sushi? Yeah, it was. Sushi?
Oh, interesting.
It was like salmon or more like tuna. Tuna meets beef. If you can mix beef and tuna together, that's whale.
You know, it's funny. I wouldn't know. I don't really eat tuna and I don't really eat beef. So.
And you're out of luck. You don't know what it's like.
I've eaten alligator outside of my house.
I've eaten alligator.
It's very good. I had it in NOLA. It was amazing.
No. Yep. Me too.
So good. My mom was like, you ate gator. She's like, what you eat? And I was like, alligator.
You ate a lizard? Mugamuch?
Like, she's like, what? I was like a crocodile. She's like, what? And then I'm like, and then when I took, like, I had to say with the West Indian accent, and she's like, oh.
How do you say it with the West Indian accent?
I get shy over this. But, so, like, my mom calls it alligita. So,
alligita?
Yeah.
Like, so G-I-T-A, like gita? Alligita?
Yeah, like a T-A-H.
That's awesome.
I'm like, Mom, it's alligator. She's like, what the hell's alligator? Like, she even says alligator. She's like, making fun of my white accent. What's an alligator?
That's amazing.
And I showed her, I'm like, you know, like a crocodile. She's like, what? And then I show her a picture. I'm like, an alligator. She's like, oh, alligator. I'm like, oh, yeah. Sorry, Ma. Sorry.
I've eaten kangaroo.
Oh, my God. Really?
I've eaten, like, puffin.
Okay. Those are so cute, though. Why would you eat a puffin? Delicious. Oh, my God.
I want to open up a McDonald's in Iceland, and I want to have specifically Puffin McNuggets.
Oh, I would probably eat the fuck out of those things, though.
Like black nuggets, you know what I'm saying?
I love chicken nuggets. I love chicken wings. I love them. They're so good. Yeah. Great food. And like,
do you think John Boyega likes
bacon shark? Yes. With that wine? Yeah.
Huh. Fried shark?
Yes. He might be eating. Yeah, I bet you he makes good fried shark too. With that wine,
really?
When I saw his wine, I was like, I bet his royalty is round. I was like,
I wonder
ahead,
if he
John.
Is Indo-Caribbean.
I mean, think he might be Caribbean in general. I mean, he may have like Jamaican roots. I don't know. But I didn't really go that far.
I mean, his name is John Boyega.
That doesn't mean anything. Like, I have
his actual name is John Adedayo B. Adeg Boyega.
Nigerian parents. Oh, no wonder he got rhythm. Nigerians and like West Indians are very similar. I feel like it's just very, very easy because even their foods are very similar too.
I've never had Nigerian food.
Mm-hmm. It's like they make kind of curries and stew too. I mean, I don't know the names. I just remember like friends of mine. We would like show each other our foods and try them and stuff too. They have like a bread. It's like pretty much like you know the brown terms. You're like, oh, that's your roti. Like it's
right.
Just bread, but it's not bread, and it's not. It's more than that. It's like roti. It's not. If you're gonna tell someone in the more like the most non-seasoned way what roti is, you're gonna say bread.
Bread, right, flatbread.
Oh God, you know how that shit annoys me when I hear that roti is flatbread. What flatbread is the most non? It has no taste.
What non is flatbread? That's delicious.
No, I know, but I'm saying flatbread. Like when you get like a sandwich of flatbread. Flatbread has no fucking.
Oh, yeah, but that's because the flatbread they're using is like crappy like spinach tortillas made with flour, not corn.
How do you make things with spinach and it has no flavor? Like, yo, I love like, so there's this thing called bara, right? And
well, it's got flavor. It's got, like, mayo flavor or whatever, you
it's
know?
Gross.
Like,
that's not... Fucking mayonnaise don't have a... That's disgusting. I don't like mayonnaise, and I don't like mustard. It's disgusting.
I like mustard on certain things. I love it. Sorry.
If it's hidden...
Nah, right on my dog. Hot dog. You gotta have mustard.
Anyway.
I used to eat toast with mustard on it when I was a kid.
Okay, you're gonna make me throw up.
Spicy mustard is my favorite. Dijon.
Okay. Spicy mustard, okay. But
pepper sauce mustard, you know.
I throw pepper sauce on everything. On everything. Except for water. I've done it even in drinks. Like we use it in like we went to like parties, like friends, like friendsgivings and things and had like Bloody Marys and I threw pepper sauce at y'all.
Oh my God, you have to.
It's great. My grandpa told me to do that when I was younger.
What do you think? Has anybody come out from? I only got a few more minutes left, but do you think anybody's come out from the other actors that are with John Boyega?
Yeah. So I don't know
Daisy
exactly
Ridler
who
and Luke Skywalker.
I don't know
my boy Mark Hamill.
Okay, it wasn't anyone that was super pronounced that I know of. You know,
come
I mean,
on.
It could be like, I don't know. I know. I should have done more research.
No. I mean, maybe they didn't, but like, where Mark Hamill at? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think.
Where's Sam L? Where's Sam L in all this? Where's Mace Windu?
Seriously, where is Samuel Jackson in this? Seriously.
Samuel, if you're listening, I know you are. Get on this case. Thanks.
I mean, it's already like a week old, but.
Kick the motherfuckers out!
I mean, in the internet world, it will go on for eons, right?
It's already over in the internet world. I don't know. There's new shit to talk about. By the time this comes out, people are like, Patty and Johnny always talk about old shit.
I'm like,
that
no,
was 2 weeks behind.
No, you just listen to us like a month later. That's what happens because you should listen to us when we drop every Monday. Duh.
That's true.
Put that subscribe button on. Hit that subscribe and like button, you know? Follow us on the internets. On our Facebook, on our Instagram,
on
and our
Twitters, Twitter. And our Instagram. You know,
you're very active on Twitter, huh?
I am very personally. I'm very active on Twitter.
Yeah.
But you know what we need to do, man. This is for all our audience members. I'm sure gonna love it too. We need to like unify all the usernames. They're all like slightly different.
Yeah, that's true. But it's hard getting our username because if, like, and people have even mentioned this to us, like, even when I've tried to look up Nirvana for stuff, there's so many Nerdvana podcasts, you know? And so I just find it ridiculous because obviously we're both nerds and we're both brown. I think by
I've actually looked them all up and none of them are very active either. So they're just
none of them are active.
Squatting on the name.
None of them are brown. None of them are brown but us. I'm just pulling my brown card. I feel like because of Nirvana, I'm a good Hindu. I'm, you know, reaching. I'm in my journey of my spiritual enlightenment.
We're two Indian background people. That actually listened to Nirvana before Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Fuck. That sucks. I actually have like six cousins named Nirvana. I mean, I think it should just be our podcast name.
It is. It is. If there's another... We're the only real Nirvana as far as I'm concerned.
We are.
And we have a better logo.
And we keep your... We keep geek and... Fuck. I don't even know what the fuck our tagline is.
Well, something. You made it up.
But I know. I have a horrible freaking memory sometimes because I'm still so I'm so mad about so many things from this week, you know?
We align your nerd chakra and Mercury is always in retro geek.
Bam. So if we were not nerdy enough to come up with that shit, I'm telling you, we're nerd fine. Yeah.
And we talked about Star Wars in two podcasts in a 3-month period.
Which I've
actually, this is technically the third, if you think about it, because it's about John Boyega.
Oh, my God. See, I got one little Star Wars bug, and that's it. It's taken over my life. And I want to give a special shout out to our bro, Ken, who actually gave me a Rakshabandhan gift that was a replica poster, like painting poster of Star, like a Star Wars, like it's Star Wars themed. So it has all the characters, like amazing. All the major characters. It's amazing. It's huge. I had to like put it on my wall. I was trying to put it on a different wall, but it was so big that I have to put it on one other wall. And I mounted it. So it's in my living room. So if you come over.
Oh my God, that's amazing. What everybody else in your family say?
They don't care. I have the whole, like we're all, separated. And besides, my parents, they know, like, this is not the first time they've seen a poster in my living quarters. So this is the nicest ones. Like, remember, I was a metal kid. I mean, I used to have, like, Cannibal Corpse poster.
Ministry you had, like, posters. Bloody corpses on your wall, yeah.
I did not. I liked Skinny Puppy a lot, Cold Chamber growing up, Typo Negative, you know.
Yep.
The regulars. The regular regulars. But, But yeah, I just feel like, you know, being a goth kid and I, like, you know, I think like I scared my parents enough that I just remember when I told my dad I'm watching Star Wars, he was like, "Why again?" I was like, no, I never seen it. He's like, "Really? But you're a nerd." I'm like, "Damn."
But you're a nerd.
And all my uncles were laughing so hard. They were like, "God damn." I was like, because it just hurt me in my heart because my dad doesn't really know too much nerdy stuff, you know?
Right.
But and then he started laughing.
You are a nerd.
Yeah, yeah. But it was so cute that my dad knew I was a nerd. I just like felt so loved. It was like kind of like my dad saying I love you, but in the Indian way, you know?
You're
like,
right.
But what?
Right, exactly.
You're a nerd.
Yeah.
And he told me that he had ended up taking my mom on a date and watched Star Wars. The fourth movie. It was the number four, whatever that's called.
The very first one, basically.
Yeah.
Ever
he
made.
Took her and she fell asleep.
Yeah. But, my mom hated it. She went to Empire Strikes Back or something. And no, she went to Star Wars as well. Like my dad took my mom to Star Wars, the first one.
Oh.
Episode 4. Well, the first one when it came out wasn't called it said Episode 4, A New Hope in like the title screen, but like the official release name of the movie was just Star Wars. That was it.
Hmm.
Right? And later on it got known as Episode 4, A New Hope, right? And they started labeling it that way. But at the very beginning, it was... Because nobody knew if it would succeed or not. And they just called it Star Wars.
Hmm.
And so with that said, like my dad took my mom and my mom hated it. You know, she's like... To this day, she's not seen a single another Star Wars movie. And she thinks it's the worst movie series ever created.
My mom watches the most girliest movies in the world. And they're always like with Jennifer Lopez... Like, you know that Maid movie? She will watch that.
Does your mom watch all the Madea movies?
Oh, she does, yeah.
Yeah.
And she watches like, a lot of Bollywood. And my mom's taste in music, like, and not really music, but in movies, oh, I couldn't. I just walk away. Even her TV show, I'm like, nah, mom. My mom still watches General Hospital. I'm like,
ooh. Oh my God. Nice.
How do you watch? She makes fun of me for getting into series. I'm like, ma, this series has been been on since before I was born, and you're still watching it. You've been watching this series since
she's probably been on before she was born.
Yeah, she's probably been on. She's been watching that series since me and my, like, her,
since
my grandma,
Lucci since was young.
Since they migrated to this country. So, how dare you tell me that I'm invested in Battlestar Galactica, which was only 5 seasons. Like, how dare you?
Exactly. All right. So, with that said, fuck racism. Fuck
projecting your shitty ideas on things that you do not understand, and stop trying to call cultural appropriation and these buzzwords that they do have a lot of weight to them, but then you put them on people, you slander their fucking names, and you know nothing what you're doing.
Right.
Research.
And fuck people that don't understand consent. Learn about it. There's a lot of documentation out there now. There's no reason you shouldn't understand how this works. So follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on any one of them if you want. Donate to our Patreon. And give us some love, yell at us, tell us when we're wrong. I will talk to you all soon.
Bye.
We die in darkness.
In the lights that guide our red light blood.
We hide in darkness.
But one of these things is not like the other.
My soul. Everything I try.